everyone, welcome back to Voice of Unwavering Confidence. My name is Omololai Gaida, and today we're going to be talking about God. Today's topic is Behold Your God, and I believe that this is our message today, and I pray that as God has expanded this word in my heart and laid it upon my heart to share with you guys, that you guys are able to follow. It's basically just going to be a Bible reading from Isaiah chapter 40 from verses 10 till the end. As I read, I hope that you follow through. You can also read along with me. I would be reading from the easy to read version of the Bible. Isaiah chapter 40. Behold your God. The Lord is coming with power. He will use his power to rule all the people. He will bring rewards for his people. He will have their payment with him. Like a good shepherd, he takes care of his people. He gathers them like lambs in his arm. He holds them close while their mothers walk beside him. Who measured the oceans in the palm of his hand? Who used his hand to measure the sky? Who used the bowl to measure all the dust of the earth? Who used scales to measure the mountains and hills? Who could know the Lord's mind? Who could be his teacher or give him advice? Did the Lord ask anyone's help? Did anyone teach him to be fair? Did anyone teach him knowledge? Did anyone teach him to be wise? Look, all the nations in the world are like one small drop in a bucket. If the Lord took all the faraway nations and put them on his scales, they would be like small pieces of dust. All the trees in Lebanon are not enough to burn on the altar for the Lord, and all the animals in Lebanon are not enough to kill for a sacrifice. Compared to God, all the nations of the world are nothing. Compared to him, they are all worth nothing at all. Can you compare God to anything? Can you make a picture of God? No, but some people make statues from rock or wood and they call them gods. One worker makes a statue, then another worker covers it with gold and makes silver chains for it. For the base, he chooses special wood, a kind of wood that will not rot. Then he finds a good woodworker, and the worker makes a god that will not fall over. Surely you know the truth, don't you? Surely you've heard. Surely someone told you long ago. Surely you understand who made the earth. It is the Lord who sits above the circle of the earth. And compared to him, people are like grasshoppers. He rolled open the skies like a piece of cloth. He stretched out the skies like a tent to sit under. He takes away the power of rulers. He makes the world's leaders completely worthless. They are like plants that are planted in the ground. But before they can send their roots into the ground, God blows on the plants, and they become dead and dry. And the wind blows them away like straw. The Holy One says, "Can you compare me to anyone? No one is equal to me. Look up to the skies. Who created all those stars? Who created all those armies in the sky? Who knows every star by name? He is very strong and powerful, so not one of these stars is lost. People of Jacob, this is true. Israel, you should believe it. So why do you say, 'The Lord cannot see the way I live. He will not find me and punish me'? Surely you know the truth. Surely you have heard. The Lord is the God who lives forever. He created all the faraway places on earth. He does not get tired and weary. You cannot learn all he knows. He helps tired people be strong. He gives power to those without it. Young men get tired and need to rest. Even boys stumble and fall. But those who trust in the Lord will become strong again. They will be like eagles that grow new feathers. They will run and not get weak. They will walk and not get tired. That's the end, guys. I believe this is what he wants to share with you guys today. I hope that you're able to read this passage and meditate on it and know truly who God is and know who you put your trust in. And I think knowing who your God is the key to being unwaveringly confident in God. I want you to know that whatever it is that you're going through, whatever life throws at you, you need to remain strong. You need to remain unwaveringly confident in the one who knows all, who sees all, who can tell your end from your beginning, who knew you from when you were in your mother's womb. This passage explains to us, just like so many passages in the Bible does, the awesomeness, the omniscience, the omnipotence, the omniscience of our God. He is a strong tower. He is a mighty God. He is a rock that can never be shaken. I hope that you guys key into the message in this passage today. Read any version you like. You can meditate on it, read it several times, and I believe that the Lord God will expand His word in our hearts. Amen. Thank you guys so much for listening in today. That is the simple word that we have for this week, and I'm excited to see what God has in store for us next week. Share with your friends, listen in, and again, you can email me at voiceofunwaveringconfidence@gmail.com. I look forward to sharing with you guys next week. I hope you have an amazing weekend. Bye.